Chapter 3. A Lot to Learn. I felt very welcome in the home of Bill and his wife. We ate meals together, and many evenings I played the piano, and we sang songs. I worked hard every day. I helped Bill, George, and Alex prepare to work as trappers in the winter. There was a lot of equipment to check and repair. Most days I learned something new. Bill was right. There was a lot for me to learn. But I enjoyed it. Bill taught me how to paddle a canoe. "When you paddle, it looks easy," I said the first time I tried to do it. "But it's difficult." I tried to direct the canoe in a straight line, but instead, it went round in circles. Bill laughed and said, "With practice, you'll learn how to paddle the right way." I practiced and practiced, and finally, I had enough confidence to guide a canoe on a river. Bill also taught me about different kinds of axes, and he showed me how to use them. I learned how to cut pieces of wood to use for fires. He gave me warm clothes for the winter, and one day he gave me two strange things. They looked like big, flat baskets. "Snowshoes," I said. "Once I saw a picture of snowshoes in a book about Indians."
"Well, the Indians invented snowshoes," said Bill. "Indians are very intelligent. They know how to live in nature. Without them, it's very difficult to walk easily or work as trappers in the winter. Snowshoes make it easier to walk in very deep snow."
I looked at the snowshoes. The outside part of each shoe was wood. Attached to the wood, there were many thin pieces of animal skin. These pieces of skin formed the bottom of each snowshoe.
"These snowshoes are old, but I'll show you how to repair them. Then you'll have ones to wear in the winter," said Bill.
He gave me some long, thin pieces of skin, and together we repaired the snowshoes. For the next few days, I worked on them in my free time, and soon they were ready for me to wear. In the late autumn, Bill began to teach me about different types of traps. First, he showed me a steel trap.
"I sometimes use this type of trap," he said, "but I prefer the traditional Indian ones. They're cheaper than the steel traps, and they work very well."
Next, Bill showed me how to make another type of trap. He took some cable and put it around a tree trunk. Then he made a lasso with the remaining cable.
"This is a snare," he explained.
At this time in my life, I wasn't thinking about the animals in the traps, just about the different types of traps. Bill was teaching me many new things, and I really wanted to use them.